Please be advised that this episode contains detailed descriptions of violence, mentions of murder, suicide, and death. It may not be suitable for all listeners.
I keep hearing this sound. I'm gonna go.
Oh my God, dude.
Yep.
Right here. Look.
Oh my God.
I don't like this. I don't feel good right now.
My name is Zach Bagans. I never believed in ghosts until I came face to face with one. So I set out on a quest to capture what I once saw onto video.
Holy f***! Oh my God!
With no big camera crews following us around, I am joined only by my fellow investigator Nick Roth and our equipment tech Aaron Goodwin. The three of us will travel to some of the most highly active paranormal locations where we will spend an entire night being locked down from dusk until dawn.
If this is the portal of hell, well, why don't you come up out of that ground and get us?
Raw.
I just saw something. Someone just passed by.
Go.
Extreme.
No! Go!
These are our ghost adventures.
Hello, and welcome back to Paranormal Schlockdown. I'm your hostess with the ghostess, Angelique. We're taking a dive into Ghost Adventures, Season 1, Episode 3, Moundsville State Penitentiary. Not only is this the first episode taking place at a prison, this episode also aired on Halloween 2008. That's good timing, as this is a very spooky location.
There's a lot of death in here. Believe me, they are. A lot of the evil went on. There's probably still evil in this.
Some evil spirits?
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is a hacking ground for them, you know what I'm saying?
That's why
if you want
here.
Money, you go to the bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see an entity, you go where a lot of people was killed. And most likely you'll see one.
And this is that place.
And this is that place.
The construction of the prison was completed in 1876, and its Gothic Revival architecture exhibits, as much as possible, great strength and conveys to the mind a cheerless blank indicative of the misery which awaits the unhappy being who enters within its walls. The building itself is very foreboding and definitely broadcasts that whoever goes in is probably not going to have a good time. In the early part of the 20th century, Moundsville Penitentiary was known for its efficiency and centered on activity and education. As time went on, conditions declined, and Moundsville State eventually landed itself on the U.S. Department of Justice's list of the 10 most violent correctional facilities in operation. Do you know how bad that has to be? Yikes. 36 recorded homicides took place in the prison. One of the most infamous is the 1929 murder of R.D. Wall, who was ambushed and stabbed to death by three other inmates in the boiler room for being a snitch. One gruesome detail of this crime is that the shivs the inmates used were dull, so that his death would be as painful as possible. In 1979, 15 prisoners escaped, one of which ended up on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. On January 1st, 1986, a riot was started by 20 inmates calling themselves the Avengers. They stormed the mess hall and took 6 guards and a food service worker hostage. The siege went on for almost 48 hours. While none of the hostages were seriously injured, they were beaten, force-fed prescription pills in multiple combinations, humiliated, and chaos erupted all around them. 3 other inmates were murdered during the takeover.
I'm still in therapy. It's been 20 years.
Between 1899 and 1959, 94 men were executed on these grounds. 85 inmates died in the gallows. Executions by hanging were open to the public until 1931, when an inmate, Frank Dyer, was being hanged. When the gallows doors dropped open below him and his weight settled on the noose, his head was torn right off. After that, hangings were attended by invitation only. In 1951, they ceased using the gallows and began execution by electric chair. The last execution at Moundsville was in 1959. Now, between executions, murders, suicides, and natural death, over 1,000 people died on these grounds, leaving them ripe for paranormal activity. Despite all this, the prison is open to tours and hosts a haunted dungeon during Halloween season. Also, Ghost Adventures isn't the first show to explore the paranormal at this location. Do you remember MTV's short-lived paranormal show, Fear? Moundsville was their first location, the pilot episode. Now, the Ghost Adventures crew pulls into Moundsville, West Virginia, and begins going house to house. On either side and across the street from the prison, it is a residential neighborhood. This town literally built up around this facility. They're asking questions, conducting interviews, gathering accounts of paranormal activity that have taken place and been witnessed. Name a type of paranormal activity, and it's been documented at Moundsville State Penitentiary. One very memorable interview is of an elderly gentleman named Ray. Zach knocks on his door and asks if he used to work at the prison. And when Zach asks if he could talk to him about it, the man kind of falters and falls backwards to the floor. We get to see Zach help him up, genuinely concerned. Ray's all right, though. He says he has absolutely no balance.
No balance at all.
Then he has a long conversation with the guys about his time working at Moundsville Pen, intercut with accounts from different guards, wardens, and prison workers about the riot that occurred in 1986.
Were you actually captured in a riot over here?
Yeah, the guards, they lined up and worked them over a little bit.
The riot? My wife heard about it on the news.
The inmates started taking the officers up into the housing unit. They stripped them down, they beat them, they made them lay prone.
They had them down on the floor, and they ran over their backs.
The day before, that was payday, so the inmates robbed them, made them take pills of all combinations.
Where they had a knife at my throat, threatened to cut my head off if they rushed in on us, so.
Wow.
And that's hard.
While they're filming the final bit of background before they go in for their initial walkthrough, a man pulls up.
All right, what are you guys filming?
They tell him, and he says he's a former inmate.
So you were actually locked up inside here?
Yes.
What's your name?
Tom Richards. They call me Redbone.
They ask if he would be willing to walk with them and help them with possible areas to catch activity.
Honest to God, will you go in there and tell us and show us exactly where some of these guys were you saw got killed?
I've wanted to do that for years.
Now, Redbone was incarcerated at Moundsville from 1966 to 1983. He shares what it was like to be there during the most violent times. He says that you did what you had to do to survive.
You have to understand, we was in prison. And you had to do what you had to do.
He knew R.D. Wall, and he tells a story of another prisoner that was a rat who was boiled alive in a pot of beans that he was cooking during the riots as revenge for snitching.
I seen a guy cooked in a pot of beans there.
He's cooked in a pot of beans?
Yeah. It was during a riot, and he was a tattletale, as they called him in prison.
So he was like a pork and beans?
Yeah, no, he was cooking brown beans, and the riot went on, and he happened to be there. They snatched him up, threw him in there, and just stood on the lid. He couldn't get out. They cooked him until his meat fell off. During a riot.
Holy
yes,
cow.
He did.
The crew is then taken to visit the Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby.
The Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack.
was a recreational area where inmates were largely unsupervised and where a lot of violent incidents, including murders, occurred. The Sugar Shack, is a hot spot for activity where people have been pushed and scratched.
And something grabbed me on the arm and stopped me. I stopped dead in my tracks.
Just that hard.
It grabbed me like that.
Next, Redbone takes them to his old cell.
You lived in here?
Yes, right down here in cell 17. What's my initial? Tom Richardson, TR, right there.
And a few other spots. The last spot he visits is the cell of a friend of his that was murdered by other inmates. Redbone becomes very emotional and leaves. Now, it's time for lockdown.
This is how Ghost Adventures crew gets locked down.
Now, Zach immediately takes an aggressive and provocative approach. He taunts and shouts orders to the presences that occupy the facility.
Come on, y'all convicts. I'm the new guard in town. I'm the new guard, and I'm telling you to get in your cells and never get out.
Now, personally, I am not a fan of this approach, especially in an area known for violent or negative activity, but I do have to admit it gets results. This is part of the reason why people think that Ghost Adventures is kind of a joke. Zach immediately takes this really bro attitude when addressing the paranormal. But as you watch the show, you'll see him grow and his approach changes, and he's much more sensitive and able to vary his methods. But for these purposes, he's really posturing. Now let's talk about evidence. At 19 minutes, 9 seconds, we get some EMF spikes, and the temperature drops 20 degrees in one spot, falling from 68 to 48 degrees. That is a major drop in temperature. At 21 minutes, there are noises of doors slamming and footsteps. At 21 minutes, 15 seconds, they see a shadow figure move down the corridor. At 22 minutes, 32 seconds, the EMF meter begins to spike again. At 24 minutes and 3 seconds, they take a still photo of Nick in the Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack, whoa, baby.
And there's a figure with glowing eyes in the background. This thing is scary. At 24 minutes, 34 seconds, Zach tries to get Aaron to stay by himself in the Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack, whoa, baby.
Why don't we get one of us to stay down here alone and see if maybe we can get grabbed too? I think that's a good idea. Aaron, why don't you stay down here since you're setting the camera up and stuff like that?
Aaron wisely refuses.
No.
You done messed up, Aaron!
And Nick volunteers to stay down there alone. At 24 minutes, 50 seconds, a pulsating orb is caught on camera as Nick sits down in a folding chair. At 26 minutes, 6 seconds, a static X camera picks up the sound of a man screaming on an empty floor.
It also picked up countless unexplained noises of scratching and shuffling.
The camera also goes in and out of focus as if something or someone is passing in front of the lens. At this point, activity in the Sugar Shack, begins to pick up. At 29 minutes, Nick is taunting the spirits in the Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack, whoa, baby.
And catches an EVP of a very snarky laugh.
Come harm me! Come push me! Do something to me!
The spirits are not impressed by Nick's bravado. At 29 minutes, 13 seconds, there is an audible scream behind Nick.
I keep hearing this sound. I'm gonna go
Now, while Nick is down in the sugar shack, Zach and Aaron are exploring near the area where R.D. Wall was murdered, and they have several experiences. At 29:58, they hear some murmuring and a sharp exhalation.
Is that you, R.D. Wall? Tell me right now on the microphone, is that you?
Ooh.
At 30 minutes, 39 seconds, a loud banging is heard.
You're doing good, bud. Was that you?
Watch out. Walk slow. Do this. Walk.
R.D., you're doing good. You're doing good, buddy. That's two noises we just heard from you.
Oh, my God, dude.
Stay here. It's hot. It's hot.
That was loud, man. He's here with us right now, bro.
At 31 minutes, 7 seconds, Zach is affected by something. At this same time, something metal clatters around and there's another bang.
I think I'm being touched right now, man.
Don't.
It's okay. I know. He's here with us right now.
And Aaron complains of a stomach ache. At 32 minutes, 3 seconds, the temperature drops sharply. We don't get a reading, but you can see Zach's breath and Aaron's camera lens fogs up. At 33:35, Zach decides to stay alone in the hole, insisting that he's not a wussy.
Yeah, don't be a wussy, man. Just stay down here. We'll
Did I say I'm a wussy?
That's why I like say it. Here
Did
you
I
go.
Put a chair around here, right?
Let's see it then.
So I'm gonna sit in here by myself in the hole, or the boiler room, where a lot of people were murdered down here and heads were chopped off. And I'm gonna sit here down here by myself with you little. Did you hear me?
But he doesn't want them to close the door because he doesn't have a flashlight and he can't see to make his way out of there.
See you in a bit.
Hang on a second, I still can't see. Did you take my flashlight?
Yep.
Take my flashlight.
See you, buddy.
Don't shut the door, dude.
No, it's just gonna be this shut.
Aaron actually comes to Zach's defense, convincing Nick to leave the door open.
Don't shut the door.
No, it's not shut all the way. It's not locked.
Don't do that, because I'm not gonna be able to find my way out.
You got it.
It's a wall.
Just leave it. No.
Go ahead.
Shut it?
No, I said go ahead out.
Come on, Nick.
Get the hell out of here before I change my mind. Come on, Nick. Go.
Now at 37 minutes, 36 seconds, another EVP is caught. It clearly says, I'll kill you.
Right after you see my breath, I capture this chilling EVP on my digital recorder.
At the same time, the temperature drops again, and you can see Zach's breath clouding up. Lockdown ends. And they take their audio evidence to Debbie and Mark Constantino for further evaluation. Debbie and Mark Constantino appeared in the original Ghost Adventures documentary and are featured in several future episodes until their deaths in September of 2015. A long history of domestic violence and toxic behavior plagued them. Debbie filed for divorce after she was allegedly kidnapped and assaulted by Mark and their daughter. 5 days after this, Mark murdered Debbie's male roommate and kidnapped Debbie again, taking her to their daughter's apartment in Sparks, Nevada. He engaged in a standoff with police, and after several hours, Mark killed Debbie and then himself. Watching them on the show now is eerie. And in future episodes, we will see the effect that their tragic deaths have on the Ghost Adventures crew. Debbie and Mark analyzed the EVP captured by the bros during lockdown and discovered that they captured a lot more than they thought. In the EVP Nick captured in the Sugar Shack, they thought they only caught a laugh. However, just before the laugh, you can hear a voice saying, I'll kill you.
I'll kill you. The laugh. I'll kill you. Listen.
So you're hearing I'll kill you in this one, too?
I am.
Well, can I tell you something else?
Yeah.
The EVP from Zach's session in the hole revealed two additional phrases. In addition to the I'll kill you that was revealed during lockdown, they also captured a voice saying, I've gone away, and look up, I'll kill you.
I hear a little bit more in that, I think, from years of listening to EVP. I hear, first off, two spirits. One says, look, I've gone away. The second spirit says, look up. The up is kind of pronounced like, look up, I'll kill you. And I think that is just absolutely excellent.
Chilling indeed. And now's the time to rate this episode. Moundsville Penitentiary gets 3.5 orbs. Why so low when there's so much awesome stuff that happened? Well, while there is a ton of evidence, and it's good evidence, none of it is as scary or shocking as the actual history of the location. The stories told by the locals, the former employees, all the information shared by Redbone, all of that is far more disturbing than anything that happened during lockdown. Still, this one is no slouch by any means, so I'm being fair. 3.5 orbs, I'm satisfied. Well, morning has broken and lockdown has ended. I hope you enjoyed your time in Moundsville Penitentiary with me. Next week, we'll have episode 4 out for you, and we're going to be changing things up ever so slightly. We'll not only be covering Season 1, Episode 4, The Riddle House, but also Season 1, Episode 5, Sloss Furnaces. See, we have 19 seasons and counting to cover. So we're going to start covering 2 episodes per show with a short break between them. Unless there's an odd number during the season, or I have a lot of information about a particular site or particular interest, or if one of my guests has a lot to say about it, or if we've been there, you know, or if the evidence is absolutely off the charts. Now, those 19 seasons are not even counting the specials, miniseries, recaps, spin-offs, books, and movies that we're going to talk about. But I have some special plans for those. So stay tuned, because we're going to be launching our Patreon soon, and some of that content is going to be exclusive to our patrons on the various tiers. So keep your eyes peeled. I'll be sharing the various links on our Facebook page. Give us a follow if you haven't already. Facebook.com/paranormal-schlockdown, or just search for Paranormal Schlockdown. That's Paranormal Schlock-Down. Subscribe on iTunes, Anchor, or whatever podcast delivery system that you choose to use. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, stay spooky.